from KQED.
Jean-Paul Garnier struggles with chronic insomnia, but the Los Angeles musician and sound artist has learned to make it work for him. He creates abstract electronic soundscapes rooted in his own study of sleep. One of them is an 8-hour work in progress he calls a sleep map. The California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas brings us his story.
Well, my name is Jean-Paul Garnier, and I'm a sound artist and sound designer. During the day, I work at a rehearsal studio. I also sell sound effects, and I'm also a freelance house painter. I remember, back to when I was 5 or 6 years old, being an insomniac. And because it's been so long and I fought against it for most of my life, I've been happier and my life has been better since I decided to embrace it and work with it instead of fighting against it. And so now that's just become what's normal in my life, and it works for me. It's now 3:28 a.m. Just been working for the last few hours on the visible light frequency tuning system, and also going to attempt to turn in at this point. Generally, I'll wake up around 3 in the morning and be up to anywhere from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. There'll be a week where I sleep like a normal human being and fall asleep at night, wake up in the morning. It's really not pattern-based. It's 2:22 a.m. Not tired at all. I actually, after my nap last night, wasn't up for too long and then slept for at least 10 hours, which was miraculous. I get that about once a month, and it's rejuvenating. You know, if I have an erratic sleep pattern and I'm only going to sleep for 2 hours and be up, then might as well, you know, work with it and do something while you're up instead of agonizingly laying in bed, which I think is what a lot of insomniacs do, and that tends to just feed it, you know, or as if I get up and pursue whatever it may be, then, you know, eventually that'll drain me and I will fall asleep. All right, so this is an example of several isochronic tones put on top of each other. And actually, a lot of the music that I've created is to help myself go to sleep. I make a lot of more ambient, ethereal music. Some of the work that I do is arranged around building the perfect night sleep in an audio pattern so that, you know, an 8-hour recording that will gently guide you through these brainwave states as is what a normal night's sleep is, if there is such a thing. You know, you go through the 4 stages of sleep. So if I wanted to take you from a waking state right now at this point, I'd probably start it out in alpha waves and then move that down to theta and delta, and it adjusts back and forth throughout the night for different time periods. I imagine some people hear that and think, that's an irritating sound, how is that going to help me sleep? But I'd turned it up so that you could hear, but the nice thing about these is they can be listened to at really low volumes. I mean, for your brain to entrain to a beat, it doesn't have to be super present. Your brain will actually hear the beat created by those differences in cycles, so your brain will start firing at that. Basically, it's a rapid on-off switching of the sound. Your brain will start firing at this particular frequency. So to wish to just go back and sleep 8 hours a night, it's alluring to me, of course. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing things like building the audio sleep map and trying to help other people with the same problems with things like that. But I've never had it, so I don't know if it would be good for me either.
That's artist Jean-Paul Garnier, who embraces his insomnia.